This is episode 2409 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day 6 of our series we're exploring all about feeling safe in the world. I hope you are enjoying this series, and I hope you're enjoying your challenge this week. Every week, we focus on a challenge where daily you do something to attune yourself to whatever our theme is. Well, your challenge this week is to go on a kindness quest. And I wonder how that's going for you. I know that for myself, I'm really glad I'm doing this quest because I have come across a few situations where I didn't necessarily feel like being kind. But because I was very aware of being on a kindness quest this week, I thought about ways I could shift my emotions to feel a little more compassionate and also to manage my own emotions in a better way. And that's really the purpose of the challenges we go through each week. Meditation is not just for the time you spend seated on your cushion or on your chair or bed. Meditation is really a lifestyle. So the more you can weave meditation techniques into your day, the richer your experience of meditation will be when you are seated. So do these meditation techniques and the daily challenge throughout your day, and then when you sit down to meditate, you feel as though it's just an extension of what you've been focusing on and how you've been living your life throughout your day. You become a true yogi. You also, we know from science, activate your prefrontal lobes, which is the part of your brain meditation helps to strengthen. This is your reasoning center of your brain. And so you're able to have a better perspective on many things happening in your life. In today's meditation, you are going to be guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques we've explored all week long. So this is going to be a great meditation for you to review those techniques as you layer them together. When I meditate, I layer techniques together. The reason I do this, and also the reason why meditation is often shared this way, classically, especially if you go to places like India, where meditation is so mainstream, meditation techniques are commonly used. It's really difficult to sit down, pull yourself away from your busy day or whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate, and feel instantly transported to peace. So when you do meditation techniques, they are like a buffer zone for you between your busy, hectic life and your meditation ritual. They ease you into a state of stillness. And the reason I share commentary or insight or inspiration before you're seated to meditate is because it's also a way for you to get into the meditation zone, to relax, to begin to unwind and open up. And also, there is so much rich tradition and knowledge with meditation. It impacts, quite literally, it may impact every area of your life. So I like to share with you insights so that you begin to value and also understand more about your meditation journey. I want you to feel really empowered and really well-versed in the ins and outs of your meditation journey. That's also why I created an app and why I mention it to you, so that you know I actually have an app, because the app is a way for you to experience meditations a little longer and a little more deeply. So I really try to cover all the bases for meditation with short little meditations here on the podcast, and then a longer, more in-depth experience on the Sip and Om meditation app. And you can always try it for 2 weeks free access to the whole app. You also get additional tools there, such as a journal and a slowdown guide with many techniques that I share throughout the entire week that you can go back and take a look at, so you don't have to listen to an entire series again to remember the affirmation or the breathing technique or the mudra or the herbal tea that you'll find or the yoga pose you'll find that goes along with each series. So now I invite you to settle yourself down to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upward to the point between your eyebrows. This uplifts your thoughts instantly. As soon as you sit up straight, you feel your body shift. You feel as though you're reaching towards your aspirations, that highest part of who you are. When you slump, you instantly notice your energy shift a little more downward. So you want to stay up to elevate your mood and your consciousness. Begin to notice how you're feeling today. Notice where you're carrying any emotions or tension or tightness in your body. Gently begin to release these areas. See if you can create space here. Begin to notice your breath. Each inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm the affirmation for this week. Peace is all around me. Peace is all around me. On your next inhale, inhale, peace, reflecting on something that brings you peace. As you hold that pause between the inhale and exhale, reflect on gratitude. What are you grateful for right now? As you exhale through your nose, release tension and fear. Very nice. You may hold your hand in this week's Shuni Mudra. With both hands, place your palms upward on your lap or at your sides, and simply touch your thumb tip to your middle fingertip. That's it. Your other fingers can fall where they may, wherever they feel most comfortable. This mudra helps you tap into your inner wisdom. It helps you to feel empowered. Now, visualize a light within you. Visualize a candle glowing softly in your abdominal area, right in the center of your body. The flame represents your zest for life and your passion. With each inhale, feel as though the light is flickering upward, expanding throughout your entire being, illuminating you, reminding you of who you are, what you stand for, and your values. These core aspects of who you are that are timeless. They represent your inner core, regardless of what's happening in the world around you. This is truth. Embrace it. Sit with it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.